And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 21st of January, 2012. It was on this date, 1952, William Shawn took over the editorship of the New Yorker after the death of the magazine's founder, Harold Ross, who'd edited the magazine since it opened up in 1925. Ross, a lifelong heavy smoker, diagnosed with cancer of the windpipe, he went up to Boston in December and died on the operating table of heart failure as surgeons removed his right lung. William Shawn edited the magazine for 35 years thereafter. King Louis XVI of France was beheaded in Paris on this date, 1793, one of tens of thousands executed by the French Revolution. He descended to the throne, 1774. He was just 20. He had inherited a mess, the kingdom nearly bankrupt. He was well-liked by his subjects at first, though they weren't happy with his wife because she was an Austrian, Marie Antoinette. He was intelligent and compassionate, the king, but he was indecisive. By 1788, unemployment was around 50% in Paris, crops failing, food prices skyrocketing, crippling bouts of depression left the king unable to make important decisions. The National Assembly curtailed his powers to such a degree he was virtually under house arrest. He and his family tried to escape in 1791. They were captured. In 1792, France became a republic. The king was indicted for treason, tried, convicted, sentenced to death by guillotine on January the 20th, the sentence to be carried out the next day. He rose around 5 o'clock, a cold, wet morning in Paris. His valet helped him get dressed. He was brought to an Irish priest who heard his last confession, administered the mass. By 8, he was taken to a green carriage in the courtyard of the Temple prison. He and the priest took their seats in the carriage opposite a pair of gendarmes. They rode for 2 hours to the Place de la Révolution, reciting psalms together as the carriage moved in procession led by drummers. When the carriage stopped, the king stepped out, removed his outer garments, folded them neatly. His hands were bound with a handkerchief. He made his way to the scaffold, ascended the steps alone. He got to the top. He said, "I die innocent of all the crimes laid to my charge. I pardon those who have occasioned my death, and I pray to God that the blood you are going to shed may never be visited on France." He would have said more, but a man on horseback called for the drums. The crowd called for the execution, which was hastily carried out. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser at the Cancer Clinic. She is being helped toward the open door that leads to the examining rooms by two young women I take to be her sisters. Each bends to the weight of an arm and steps with the straight, tough bearing of courage. At what must seem to be a great distance, a nurse holds the door, smiling and calling encouragement. How patient she is in the crisp white sails of her clothes. The sick woman peers from under her funny knit cap to watch each foot swing, scuffing forward and take its turn under her weight. There is no restlessness or impatience or anger anywhere in sight. Grace fills the clean mold of this moment, and all the shuffling magazines grow still. At the Cancer Clinic, a poem by Ted Kooser from Delights and Shadows, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.